Welcome everyone to another episode of Sauce First Station. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell, and today we have a very special guest here with us. We have Ms. Mindy Jo Miller, who is currently Miss Pennsylvania for America 2019. Hello, Mindy.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello. We're great.
Mindy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I currently live near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am a mother of a 19-year-old daughter who attends college and also does pageants. I am a gymnastics coach as well as a health coach, and I am currently Miss Pennsylvania for America 2019.
And we are so excited to have you on the show today and to talk about your trailblazing, the title that you just won. And this is the first year that the Mrs. America pageant has this Miss division. So if you could tell our listeners a little bit about your pageant road and your past experiences leading up to your now new current title.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I did a few pageants when I was younger in my teenage years, just some local pageants, just for fun. I did really enjoy it. And then I kind of took a break from it. I had my daughter, and she started doing pageants when she was about 10 years old. And I then became the pageant mom behind the scenes, the helping. So I was always on that side. When she got a little older and got into the teen divisions, then, you know, I was more out in the audience than I was backstage with her. And I got to always watch. And we were at her, it was her national pageant that we were at in Florida, and I had seen that they had older women divisions. And I was like, ooh, maybe this is something I want to try again. So it kind of started, like, resonating in the back of my mind, like, I want to do this. I want to get back up on there on stage. I want to try it. But then I kind of went back and forth over the years, and I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think I could do it. And then more recently, about a couple years ago, I had just had like a down spot in my life. So kind of just feeling like a little in a slump and stuff. And then I had seen that the Mrs. America organization had created the new division for Miss. And I was like, oh, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should apply for my county. This could get me out of this slump, get me back in the community, get me doing things that I want to do and giving back and stuff. So I, again, went back and forth, and I was like, no, I can't do it. I'm like, oh, I want to do it. I can't do it. So I had asked my daughter what she had thought, and she said that she thought it would be a great idea and that would be a lot of fun. So literally, like, the night before the deadline was due, I submitted all my stuff, and then I got accepted as Miss Butler County, and I just started doing different things, and then I went to the state pageant, and then I was crowned Miss Pennsylvania.
So, Mindy, tell us a little bit more about your platform and your passion for your platform.
Okay, well, my platform is The Silent Epidemic, Bringing Awareness to Anxiety and Depression. I had chose this because, you know, I myself do deal with anxiety and slight depression now and again, and as do so many other people in their lives. And there is a stigma that is surrounding that a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it or bring it up or, you know, voice it. So I want to bring awareness to that, you know, you can, there's many different types of anxiety. There's many different types of depression. I want to educate people on what they are, how it makes people feel, and ways and things that we can do to help make us feel better, to make us feel less anxious, to make us feel better about ourselves. So that is what I am in the process of doing.
And if you were chosen as the first Ms. for America, how do you envision taking your platform from the state level to the national level?
Well, I currently have created a project called Capturing the Arts, and what that is I collect the bottle caps and create murals with different cities and communities. I actually have my very first one that I'm launching at the end of this month. I'm working with a community library in Millville, and we are a local artist, so we have created a mural, we're painting it, and then we're bringing the community together to put the bottle caps on. So now we have a mural that will be in the city forever. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this was the arts bring a calmness. They help with anxiety and depression. They help us tap into our creativeness. They help us have a focus. They help us have a purpose. They make us feel good. And then bringing the community together as one as well helps people. You know, you might run into somebody that you didn't know in your community and they live two houses down and you guys get along great and you become friends and, you know, and then something blossoms from that and you help each other. So I would love to take my Capturing the Arts projects across every state. So not only just in my state of Pennsylvania. So that is definitely something that I would do if I was Miss for America.
So, Mindy, tell us about your journey to Nationals. I know that you are excited. So tell us, what are you doing to prepare for Nationals?
Well, I am very excited since I've never done this before. So this is all a brand new experience for me. I am actually making sure I am mentally preparing myself. For me, that's one of the most important things. I want to be able to be mentally prepared so I can enjoy myself and have the best time ever and not have to be anxious about anything or be worrying about anything. So one of the ways that I'm doing that is I do yoga. So for me, yoga is very calming. It helps ease your mind. It helps, like, realign your focus. So I'm doing that, and I also I'm making weekly goals along with monthly goals for what I want to accomplish before I get to the Nationals and what I want to accomplish, like my personal goals when I'm at the Nationals as well.
And just so our listeners know, when and where are Nationals this year?
Well, they are in August. They start August. The Miss arrive August 16th through the 24th. We're there all week. I'm not sure all the details of what we have planned, but I can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. And it is at the Westgate in Las Vegas. So I'm excited about Las Vegas too.
Oh, yes. And what are the categories of competition that you'll be competing in?
Well, there is interview, and then there is also the evening gown, and then there is swimsuit as well. And there is also the state costume, which I'm really excited about as well. That'll be a really fun category to do. I've never done a state costume contest before, so I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Oh, how fun. Well, we'll be excited to see what you come up with.
Oh, I know. I'm excited, too. It's in the process right now. So.
Oh.
So, Mindy, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
I just want everybody to know that, you know, if you deal with anxiety or if you deal with depression, that, you know, just speak up. Let's break that stigma together. Let's not let those define us. We need to take control of it, and we need to educate other people too on what it is all about and how we feel inside. So I say let's all just speak up about it and start talking to somebody, and let's do this. And also,
and
if
our listeners wanted to contact you for an appearance or to find out more information about the state pageant in Pennsylvania or Nationals, do you have social media, and how would they go about contacting you?
Well, yes, there is our website page, the Miss Pennsylvania for America page, that has sponsorship links, the appearance links, so you can go there. But you can also contact me on Facebook, which just type in at PA for America. And then also on Instagram, it's just at Miss PA4.
Well, thank you, Mindy, for joining us today. We have really enjoyed you. We know our listeners have enjoyed you as well. So, as always, stay fabulous.
Stay fabulous.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.